things every 13-year-old should know.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Things Every 13-Year-Old Should Know. I'm Annabelle, here with my best friend and co-host, Father. Father, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been going out a lot. We went skateboarding today. That was my first time skateboarding in a long time. Very long time. It was really fun. I've been back and forth from, like, New Jersey and Brooklyn a lot because, yeah, it's getting nicer and we might start surfing soon. But what about you? How have you been?
I've been good. A lot of soccer. Soccer's, like, really ramped up a ton. A lot of skateboarding. Like you said, skateboarding today was awesome. Full sent that three stair, man. Oh, yeah, weather's getting nicer. You're going to start surfing soon. Surf. Surfing soon, which means Montauk. Montauk is life. Yeah, ride or die by that. Anyways, here with us today, we have actor, activist, popular, kind of famous. That rhymed. I don't know. Just overall, super cool person. Here with us today is Jaya Chetram.
Woo! Hi, guys.
Welcome. We're so happy to have you here. Before we start at all, I just want to say I was a very, very, very big fan of Maris Patel.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you so much. That's
yeah, amazing. I listened to that. We used to listen to that all the time in the car, and it's so cool that we're talking to you now.
Oh, that's so cool. I appreciate that so much. Like, that, those comments make me so happy. It makes me, like, really, like, feel that it's worth doing the hours of recording. That's so cool. Thank you.
I want to know, yeah, how did you get into acting?
I got into acting when I was really little. I think that it started off, it was simple. I watched movies like High School Musical. I would watch Disney shows. And I really liked the thought of acting in a TV show. I was like, oh, that looks cool. That sounds fun. And then I went to an acting school and I really got into it when I was, like, at a young age. And then from there, it was it was more fun from there. And I think that since I started early, I got to continue for a while. And that's what really got me going. It was a simple startup of, like, Disney Channel. And then I took off from there.
I was scrolling through your Instagram earlier and noticed you met, I'm pretty sure it was Jules LeBlanc and it was Sky Katz. And I'm like, holy cow. Like, I used to watch those Disney shows, like, all the time. And I'm like, I was like one of the, I still find them, like, very cool, very awesome people today. And it's crazy. How did you even meet them? Like, that's like.
It's actually really hilarious. So they're both super cool people in general. Like, they're both, like, very glamorous movie star type people. But my dad actually knew Sky Katz's dad years back, like years back when, like, we were littler. And we saw Sky Katz in the media and stuff. And they would just talk because they were friends. They were just, like, you know, they would see each other with business stuff and work stuff. And they happened to know each other. And then he was like, wait, your daughter is, like, the entire Sky Katz. And he was like, yep, dad, like, that's my daughter. And they still talk because they were friends. And I saw them at one of their shows, and our dads happened to be friends, me and Sky. And I saw her that day. And I also got to meet Jules at her, like, for her show that day, because I happened to know them. And they're both really cool. Like, I can honestly say, like, they both have millions of followers on Instagram. It hasn't taken over enough to where they're, like, not human people. Like, they're just, right. They're still human people. And that's good to know. Right. That, like, it hasn't gotten to them that much. But yeah, it was super, super cool.
That's awesome. I can't believe that Sky Katz's dad's friends with your dad. That is so cool. I feel like honored to, like, be in your presence now.
Thank you.
I already did, but to be honest. Like I said, I was a big fan of Maris Patel. How old were you when you did that?
Maris Patel?
Yeah.
I was, I think, 11. I think I was 10 or 11. And I'm 16 now.
Wow, that puts perspective for me. I did not realize it was that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. What was recording that like? Like, were you guys in the studio?
Yep, we were in someone's home studio for seasons 1 and 2. Then we were in a different studio that was set for Gen Z Media, and that was really fun because that was one of my first audio jobs when I was little. So that was the situation for season 1 and 2. And my voice was much higher then, but as you would know, but that was super fun doing it as one of my first audio jobs.
That's awesome. Right. And do you want to explain for people watching who may not know, like, what or who Maris Patel is, if you want to explain for them?
Yeah, totally. Maris Patel is described as a children's sci-fi podcast that does follow a plot and storyline over the course of 3 seasons. And it's called The Unexplainable Disappearance of Maris Patel. And it follows a kid named Mars and his friends. And after one of his friends go missing mysteriously, and the disappearance is not really being paid attention to, he goes out there to find his friend and his idol, Pruitt of the school, Pruitt Prep, makes his way in the story. And that's about how he goes to find his friend. And it's a super, super, super cool story for kids, and about exploration and about following your intuition and about doing what you want and being a kid.
That's awesome. And like a follow-up question for that too, just like one that I have is like, how were you casted for Mars Patel? Did you create it? Like,
yeah, what's that whole thing? I was casted for Mars Patel. I auditioned for that. And I got the audition, and my dad gave me the audition piece, and he was like, okay. And I was actually sick. I had like, I don't know what I had. I had a sickness and my throat was bad. And I was like, I cannot do this right now. And he was like, it's just a one podcast audition. Maybe you don't get it. Maybe you do. I know you're sick right now. But I did it, and my throat hurt. And it was like literally sitting on my dad's bed, like recording into my dad's phone. And I was like 10, and I got casted.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
About Mars Patel. Isn't it a book now?
It is a book by the amazing Sheila Chari. It's a children's novel.
That's awesome.
I'm assuming she wrote that after the podcast was released?
Yep. It was, I think, released in, I'm not even recalling this right. It was released during quarantine, I think.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so sick.
Thanks. No, that was super sick to see my like character on a book. It was crazy.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. And you play the role of Mars Patel. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so, yeah, because I saw in your bio, AKA known as Mars Patel. That's so super cool, man. But I also noticed that you did stuff with the organization and company, A Broader Way. Do you want to tell us more about like what A Broader Way is, what they do, what you did, that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. A Broader Way is the organization founded by Idina Menzel. She founded it to give learning opportunities of the performing and fine arts to girls and femme-identifying youth. And now the organization is made to teach girls who mostly live in New York. I'm part of a music class that I teach. And, you know, like we're writing songs. I wrote some girls some tracks on the piano so they could perform their music. And since that was over a Zoom class this summer, we couldn't really perform that in person. Although I did visit them at their camp, and it was such a cool like community vibe where it was a really big group of amazing people teaching girls and femme-identifying people the arts, and teaching them expression and teaching them ways of life. And that was the goal of that. And I think it was amazing getting to teach them young people over the summer, even over a Zoom. It was really, really cool. And I still am on the creative board for the organization. So I got to perform with Idina like at one of her fundraisers. Well, I'm pretty sure it was the biggest fundraiser of the year at that time for the organization that year, which was really, really cool.
That's awesome. So you were like, you were singing and performing like right beside her.
Yeah. I was trying not to pass out a little.
Oh my God. Wait, that's crazy. I remember like back in sixth grade, like we took like half a semester, we took art as an elective, and half we took musical theater as one. And then we got to choose for 7th and 8th grade. But for the musical theater one, I remember our musical theater teacher would like always talk about her, and like would always showcase her, that sort of thing. Because she was in Frozen, right? Wasn't she in Frozen?
She was in Frozen.
Yeah. I used to be obsessed with Frozen. I actually still am a Frozen stan. For information.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, for you.
Obviously. Yeah. I'll let it go.
Absolutely. Someone did pay that. Someone that night absolutely did pay for like her to sing Let It Go for the fundraiser.
No. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, all for sure. That's so cool though. You've like met so like, is there anyone else that you've met that's like kind of famous? Like, please tell me more, because
this question is so fun. I don't know. I love it because it's like making me like, oh my God, this is so cool. But rave about how like cool other people are. Oh my God, I don't want to leave anybody out. High key. Okay. When I went in Really Rosie, and your your mother would know about Really Rosie and how the cool people at New York City Center. I met so many kids that were like from different shows and in different things already, that were already like in the business. Like, I met a lot of kids that were already in School of Rock Broadway, and I thought that was crazy. like my parents saw the show on Broadway, the show On Your Feet, and they saw like, and I happened to be in the show with this kid that they just saw a month before. And like, then I met Ruth, and she has her own Disney show now. Like, she's the main character of a Disney show. Like, it was like 2 years or a year after that she literally got her own Disney show. And like Zell, he's in Fun Home. And I got to meet Io and Toria, and they connected me to a Broadway. And, you know, I got into theater a lot after that. And I got to mix with the cast of different shows. And it was really, really cool because I met Isaac Powell from Once in This Island. And that was crazy because I met him like twice, once at Broadway Con and then once at his show. And I remember I worked with some of the people and directors that were also on that show. Like, I worked with Lee Silverman and Justin Scribner, and he was on, Justin was on Once in This Island. And I met Isaac Powell a few times. And one night he followed me on Instagram while I was like at my table eating dinner. And when I tell you that I started screaming, like they were asking me what was wrong, it was actually crazy. Like, I was like, oh my God, guys, he just followed me on Instagram. Okay, well, no. But yeah, I know this girl, Yari Jones. She's a huge, huge idol in like the LGBT community. And she's a Black trans woman, like making her way. She's in like Calvin Klein ads, and she's like the face of Calvin Klein. And it's actually crazy on how I got to meet so many people from like the ground up. So it was really cool. But yeah, absolutely.
No, that's awesome. No, it sounds like you've met like everyone like before, like they then kind of got fame, which I think is like one of the coolest things ever. That's crazy. I mean, if someone famous like Isaac Powell just like followed me, I would probably be screaming too.
Yeah.
We interviewed on a previous episode Connor Paulo. He was in Gossip Girls. And like I was like shaking when I found out. And I don't even watch Gossip Girls. And I was like, what? And then I told my sister, and she literally like.
Oh, yeah, your sister's a fan, right?
She's such a fan, and literally like. No, yeah, because after, like, the episode, like, everyone came on and said hi, like, family, stuff like that, and, like, my sister came and said hi, and, like, Connor was like, oh, she seems so nice, and she literally started crying, I kid you not, like, she was, like, so, so crazy, so I find that, like, so super cool.
Oh, thank you, so, I love telling those stories, because it's super fun, like, getting to meet people from ground up, that's the best.
Yeah,
absolutely. I hope so, I didn't leave it out, but yeah.
Yeah. You said a lot of names, but I want to know, like, who's your inspiration and, like, keeps you motivated as an actor?
Yes, who's my inspiration? I love that. As an actor and, like, singer, I think that I love listening to music. I'm like, okay, I grew up listening to a lot of Billy Joel, surprisingly, and I think that people take that as a surprise because it's, like, my, like, I don't know, nationality and the type of music. I listen to reggae music and, like, soca music and, like, R&B. Like, Billy Joel doesn't really come up in that mix, but I grew up to a lot of Billy Joel because of the town that I live in, because he lives near here. And so he was a really big deal here. And I listened to a lot of him. And growing up, I played a lot of his music. So he was a big inspiration for me. And I still think I listen to, like, Queen, like Freddie Mercury. Mm-hmm. I know about Freddie Mercury. He's just, I can't even explain how much of, like, an inspiration he is to not only me, but, like, so many other people. And as an actor, I think that I really look up to, like, people who are changing the game every day. Like, Shahadi, she's up and coming. And she was in Us, the movie Us. She has, like, been changing the game. And she's in a lot of new movies. And she's really doing it. And I look up to those people who are, like, changing the way that we cast movies and changing the way that we, like, approach youth in movies and people of color in movies. And she's really been doing that.
That's awesome. We've had a lot of people on here, and it's always cool to, like, see who inspires them. And it's like, it's a lot of like variation in answers. So that's always interesting. So I also want to know, do you have any projects that you're working on at the moment?
Yes. Well, I'm on The Eighth Light right now. The Eighth Light, is, also a sci-fi podcast for kids. I'm trying not to give too much away, but it's truly a really cool plot line. And it's about three kids. My name is Dashiell McLean, and my cousin and our friend. And we are working on a project for our science fair in the 50s. and we are in the 50s, and you know, it's I think the late 50s, and we're working on our science fair project when something really, really crazy happens, like a scientific anomaly occurs, and we are just dumbfounded by what happened. And this unravels into a crazy cool plot of other scientific anomalies and how we wrap our head around this and how our parents get involved. And it's really, really cool to see it all unravel and all connect. And I think if you like watching, if you like listening and watching the stories, that you get to say, oh, that's so cool, they connected that to whatever this was, then you're going to love listening to The Eighth Light. It's really, really, really fun.
Awesome. I'm definitely like subscribing to that when it first drops. Awesome. Whenever it happens, definitely. That sounds awesome. Podcasts are definitely in right now. Like,
so in.
So in.
And we're not biased at all.
Yeah, no, we're not. What do you mean? Why would we be biased? We don't have a reason.
Dumb.
Come on. It's not like you guys like have a podcast.
It's what?
What are you talking about?
What even is a podcast? What is this cast of a pod? No idea.
I just wrote a 15-minute rom-com podcast for a company called Meet Cute, and they're a podcast company. And actually, Idina Menzel's organization connected me to that, and they're super, super cool. And they give 15-minute rom-coms, and they gave a few interns the chance to write a script and write one up, and they chose like the three ones that they liked the most, and they put those into production. And I just recorded that, and that was that. That's a 15-minute rom-com that I just wrote, and that's going to release soon. I think that's going to release soon. I don't have a date yet, but I will absolutely let you guys know when that comes out. But that was the first thing I've ever written and put into production, which was super, super cool. So I just got to do that, and that's on Meet Cute on podcast. So go check that out when that drops. I'll let you know.
Awesome. Yeah, rom-coms. I'm all for it. The cheesy stuff, the cool stuff.
The cheesy stuff.
I'm all with it, man. That's awesome. I can't wait for more of your work to be put in production and to hear it all, man. I'm so excited for it.
That's some of the new stuff. And I'm always working on things outside. I'm always trying to keep myself busy. So I just have my school show, and I'm trying to still do TV work. And in 2022, J-Lo's movie Marry Me is coming out, and I have a cameo in that. And it was supposed to come out this year, but it's going to come out next year. But that's like one of the coolest things I've done to date. And it was super, super fun being on a set. And I don't know. I was on a set with J-Lo on it, and she was there. Like, that was crazy. That was nuts. Like, that's all I can describe it as.
You didn't say that earlier when I asked you if you met any famous people. You didn't say J-Lo.
I'm not going to skip the biggest, like some of the biggest people, obviously. Obviously.
What? Hold on. I need to process that. You are making a cameo appearance in a movie with Jennifer Lopez. You're going to be on the same
set. Not even touch upon, like, I don't even, okay. In my head, when we talked about like, who do I know? I thought about like the people who I knew when I was like little and doing theater work. This was like literally right before quarantine. I did this movie cameo, and I didn't even like, of course, the one of the biggest stars in my head like crosses my mind, but like, cause I thought about theater and when I was little and stuff like that. But yes, I met J-Lo for like a split second on her set, and I said hi to her, and she was like, hi, how are you? Very, very business oriented. Of course, not mean at all, just very straightforward, very, very, very straight to work. But it was so cool. Like, trust me, I almost peed my pants. Like, trust that.
I almost peed my pants literally hearing you say that. Trust me. Oh my God. Wait, what's the name of the movie? Or,
called Marry Me. Maluma is in it. Ooh. So that's super, super cool. They definitely had some really cool people in that cast. And I saw some of my friends in that also, which was awesome. Like, I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know you were in this. Like, hi, what's up? And I made some money to friends. That was really, really cool.
That's awesome. So do you have a lot of other friends that do? Well, obviously, I'm sure you have a ton of friends that do acting. But, like, do they all do different things? And, like, when you guys do, like, how does that work? Like, when you guys, like, do different things, it's like, hey, I know you. Like, what's up?
Yeah, no, totally. It's a really tight community. I think like theater kids, I would say, is a really, really small community. And I think that kids like trying out for TV work and like movie work is also like the same kids. Like I saw so many mutual friends on that set, and so many kids that, like, I saw a few kids that I knew on different sets, and I'd be like, wait, I totally know you from this show. I totally know you from, like, all these things. And oh my God, I don't even know how I'm skipping these people right now. Do you know Kevin James?
Yeah.
I met Kevin James on his show when I did that show, and his son was played by the kid in Casey Undercover, James DiGiacomo.
Yeah.
And I met James, and I was like, wait, you were 100% in Casey Undercover, and my mind is just, like, blown right now.
Wait, you met Kevin James?
Yes.
For what show? Why do you... What? I love all of these people.
Thank you. If it was for his show, Kevin Can Wait, a few years back.
I love that show. When I tell you, I am obsessed with that show.
No, that's amazing. Stop. I'm in season one. Am I in season
what?
One?
No, it gets so good. Wait, season one, I think I like...
I think it was season one.
Wait, so were you on the show? Were you on Kevin Can Wait?
Yeah, that was also a cameo. And that was, like, I played a bully in that. It was on it. And it was right after I did Really Rosie. I met Kevin James. That was crazy. I was, like, shaking.
Do you know what episode you were on? Because I'm definitely going to, like, go look for that, like, later tonight.
I'm pretty sure if you, like, went on Google and searched up, the episode's called Kevin Goes Nuts. And it's a pun. The title's a pun. Uh-huh. But no. Yeah, that was, like, actually crazy. And the kid was from Casey Undercover, and I sat with him, and it was really cool. And I was like, yo, you're just chilling. You're just doing it up. And he was like, yeah, no, it's super cool. That was cool. So, yeah, my friends, I see them all the time in different things, and I'll see them in different shows. And I think that we reconnect when we see each other in another job, and it's like, you're here too. Or I'll see them at an audition and be like, yep, we're going for the same part again. So it's definitely like a business relationship, but I also get to make like friends through it, and it's really fun. I love doing that. I do.
Yeah, you've said like so many projects, and I want to know, how do you manage all of that as a kid?
Well, thank God I have my parents who are like absolutely invested in me as a child, and like my dad's willing to take me everywhere. He's honestly a taxi driver at this point.
Same.
So I think that between school and acting and singing and stuff like that, I think that I like to do acting and singing because it keeps me grounded. Like, I can't really picture my life without acting and singing. Like, I don't really know what else I'd be doing with myself. I think it's like what I truly, truly, truly want to do. And I think that like I try to think of it less as a chore, more of as a job, more of as like a passion. And most times it is. Obviously, like, there's gonna be paperwork involved, and that's the homework part. But like, yeah, to keep it managed, I'm glad I have my dad here because he manages a lot of that stuff that I do. And on my time, I think I try to just stay on it as much as possible. Like, I try to make it a goal to play piano every day. And I try to like take an acting class, like always keep myself up to par with that. So I think just like constant check in with myself to make sure that I'm really liking it and doing what I'm doing is how I keep myself managed.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm wondering, because you said like, you know, just like checking in, like what you do, that sort of thing. What was quarantine like for you? That must be hard, like breaking away from like the studio, you know, recording. Pretty much like it was really hard to do like acting and everything in general, like singing. Like, I can understand like a lot of singing, like that might potentially be easier, although it's obviously not the same if you don't have like a studio like in your home. But like, what was right. quarantine like for you?
Absolutely. Quarantine was very weird. I think that like I started having, okay, I'm personally not a fan of video auditions. Mm-hmm. I just don't like them. I think they don't connect you to the person that's like in the room unless like you're auditioning in the room with them. And I think that in-room audition stopped and I had to just like video audition for a while. That was so depressing. Like, that was like, I had to just like go on tape, and for hours I would just like try to perfect it. And like me being myself, it'd be like, no, I got that wrong. Restart the tape. So I was obviously acting less. I had to do on video auditions for like every audition. I still haven't gone to the audition room yet, but I've gotten used to video auditions. I think I got back into classical music and like playing classical songs, and that's like a crazy little like thing that I do now. Like, I don't know. For some reason I got back into that, and then it was very weird having to do everything from a video or a Zoom. It was bizarre because I had to start seeing people over a Zoom, like getting used to seeing people over a Zoom, obviously not only for school, but for acting jobs and stuff. And I had to like do real things over a video. So, I had to get used to it, but I think I'm more used to it now. And I think we're getting back to a better place.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I think quarantine just in general was like hard for everyone, no matter what you did, because it was like, it was kind of like, we just got to shut everything down and try to put an end to this virus. But things, I think everyone just kind of like adapted to the lifestyle, which is better than it was a year ago, I'd say, for sure.
Absolutely.
And only getting better from here. I mean, 16-year-olds, like, you can now go get vaccinated, which is awesome.
Yep.
Hopefully kids, like, I think 12 through 15 can get vaccinated in the fall. So if you are over the age of 16 and listening to this, please go get vaccinated.
Make it easier for...
Yeah, just make it easier. Because if we're all vaccinated, then we don't even have to worry about COVID. So it's fine.
Yep.
Get herd vaccinated. Immunity.
Yeah.
So we can party. Let's go party.
Yeah, cool. Party! Woo!
That's the plan.
Yes.
Just something I've been wanting to know. You have done, like, many projects, like podcasts and other stuff. But I want to know, like, do you have a preference for what kind of projects you, like, enjoy the most?
I don't think that I have a preference. More just, like, I haven't done enough movies to, like, know if I love, like, from the looks of it, I loved doing that movie. That was so, so fun. And I've done my fair share of podcasts, like, really recently. And I think that was really, really cool. And I think I love doing that. But, like, I also, like, when I started acting, I really wanted to do movies. So I think I don't think I prefer movies. I just think they're two very different things. I think they're super, super different. But I'll absolutely be happy to do either on any day.
A few questions we like to ask here on the podcast, kind of like signature established questions, kind of how we make our money, you know, that sort of thing. For sure. So the first one is, what's like a piece of advice you'd give to kids out there doing theater, kind of like regardless of age, really? I guess you could direct it more towards 13-year-olds, but what's just like a piece of advice for like theater, activism, anyone like working or wanting to do anything in that kind of category?
That you do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it because you love it and because you think it's really fun. Because, like, the other theater kids are going to be around you and they're going to get to you. It's just inevitable. Like, I can't say to you and be like, ignore the other influences. Like, that's impossible. Like, for me, it was impossible to, like, ignore what was around me. So, like, embrace in the moment and understand that it's not always easy, but truly do it because you love it. And, really have fun while you're doing it. And if you're not having fun, maybe it's not for you. Because, like, I think that really having, you need to have fun when you're doing this stuff, or else you're just not going to like it if you're not having the most fun at it. So my advice is that you should just always check in, be like, am I really enjoying this? Am I really okay with the people around me? Because it's not always going to be the best, but if you're having fun doing the work and going on a stage and being behind a camera, then I think that's what matters most.
Anyone who wants to be an actor, be on podcasts, listen to that.
So I noticed, like, going on your Instagram, you advocate for a lot of stuff. Would you like to list, like, the main things you advocate for? What got you into activism? Do you work with any specific groups for activism? That sort of thing.
Yeah, I think I've been in activism from when I was little, I think just naturally. Because I live in a town that has a lot of white people. It's predominantly white since, like, you know, hundreds of years. So I'm living in that town. So I think it came naturally to me to just, like, act out because I was a little bit different. And I think that what really, really got me into it recently was the Black Lives Matter movement. I am an avid fighter for the Black Lives Matter movement, for feminism, womenism, if you will. For the LGBT community, you know, the most prominent fights in the world that is currently happening now. And my sister is incredible and started a nonprofit during that time. And it's called Power and Noise, like spelled like P-W-R and Noise, Power and Noise. And she created a nonprofit about like education and equality within education. And she's been doing that. And that's what I think really took us off. We decided to like really get into it and educate ourselves and hold our Black Lives Matter rallies in our town. And I think that after it came natural, it was the thing that I felt not like obligated to do because I had to do it because like, oh, this is a chore. Not in any sense. I think I felt obligated because like it was like who I felt I truly was as a person. I was like, this is my thing to do. I truly think I'm like partially born to do this. It's like advocating for people was like, is like part of my life goals. Like, I think that's like constantly a thing that I strive to do.
That's amazing. That's absolutely incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, 100%. Same here. I feel like something I was destined to do more than like advocate and help, advocate like others in big groups. I feel like I was like destined to like help people in general. So, I also advocate same stuff. Black Lives Matter, Muslim Lives Matter, feminism, again, womanism, if you will, LGBTQ community, all of that. And I try to always like keep links in my bio for like petitions you could sign, send them out as much as you can. Because, you know, it's hard, you know, like as a kid, there is limited you can do. All you can do is like offer your support because, you know, can't donate money, not 18 yet, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
parents. Right. I mean, I know my parent, my mom donates to the HRC monthly, which is awesome, that sort of thing. But I feel like
it's amazing that you do that because like you're doing what you can at that age and that's good on your part. I truly think that that's really cool that you're doing what you can. Like you guys are doing what you guys can at your age. And I'm doing what I can. And I think that our generation and people like us are going to make the difference.
Yeah, no, same, 100%. I truly believe in that as well. Yeah, I mean, we are the future at the end of the day, so.
Right.
Are there any like causes you'd like to shout out or talk about so like to reach our audience?
Yeah, there's an organization called, oh my God, why is this skipping my mind? They fight to end homelessness in New York City for the youth, and they fight for those in the justice system, the Covenant House. They're a really good organization to look into. They fight for LGBT youth as they're disproportionately subjected to homelessness and subjected to the harsher, you know, they're disproportionately subjected to oppression in the system. And I think that they're good to look into. They support trans lives, they support queer youth and queer youth in the justice system. So I think they're super, super, super good to invest your time in.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. We'll definitely look into them for sure.
Another question that we always ask is just what's one general piece of advice that you'd want to give to every 13-year-old?
Super cool. Worry less, have fun more. Like, you know, like I think I cared too much about the small things when I was 13 and it was like not even worth, like it's not even worth it. Their shirt you're wearing that day, Jaya, on April 20th is just not worth it. That those pair of pants that you're wearing on June 4th, it just doesn't matter. Like, don't sweat the small things. Like, really just enjoy yourself in the moment. Worry less about the small stuff. Have fun.
Yeah. So a question I want to ask is there somebody that you would want to see on our podcast or like you would want us to like reach out to see if we could get them on and that would be like cool for you?
Yeah. My friend, Anthony Rosenthal, who was a little dude in falsettos. He's a really good friend of mine still to this day that I was in Really Rosy with. He's literally one of the funniest people I know. He's an absolute hoot, and I think he'd be so funny to hear on here.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the suggestion. We'll definitely look into him for sure. Thank you to everyone listening. Hope you enjoyed. Make sure you check out our Instagram. We have an Instagram now at Things Every 13-Year-Old Should Know. Check out our website. On our website, link to one of our previous guests on the podcast, Eli. Link to his website, and we have merch on there now. And yeah, you were so much fun to have on the podcast, Jaya. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. This is the coolest thing in the world.
Thank you.
So happy you guys asked me to do this. This is amazing. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Make sure you tune in next week. We release every Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Things Every 13-Year-Old Should Know.
Be sure to follow us on social media.
And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
One more thing. If there's anything you'd like to know about,
or if you have an idea of someone you'd like to hear us talk with,
get in touch with us at thingsevery13yearoldshouldknow.com.
Thanks again.